This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. Supreme Court hears an important environmental case today. It involves pollution from power plants. The question is whether plants must use the best technology available to protect nearby waterways. The Bush administration granted an exception to that rule. They did not have to use the best technology if it was considered too expensive. And that led to a court battle that the justices are now being asked to decide. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports on why the case matters.
The nation's 550 power plants use water, lots of water in some instances, and the water comes from the nation's lakes and rivers. Each day, more than 214 billion gallons of water, that's billion with a B, is sucked into power plants across the country. That's more than 100 trillion gallons each year. The water cools the steam that's used in generating electricity, and the fish and aquatic organisms are killed in the process. In contrast, in modern plants, little or no water is needed at all. Air instead of water is used for cooling, or in some instances, a different water system that uses a small amount of water and recycles it. The question in this case involves older plants and whether they have to install new technology to minimize the harm to the nation's lakes and rivers. The companies say installing the best technology is too expensive, and the Bush administration adopted a rule that would allow utilities to get a variance from the Environmental Protection Agency if they can show that the cost of complying is greater than the environmental benefits. Environmentalists contend that Congress specifically rejected the cost-benefit approach because Congress itself concluded that the costs were worth the benefits to the environment. Moreover, environmentalists contend that a case-by-case cost-benefit analysis is too subject to manipulation. Georgetown Law Professor Lisa Heinzerling explains why.
Clean Water Act doesn't fare very well if it becomes a cost-benefit statute. Lots of fish aren't really worth that much when it comes down to trying to put a dollar value on them.
Six states and environmental groups challenged the Bush administration approach, contending that the language of the statute requiring the best technology available is clear and unequivocal. They won in the lower courts, and the utilities appealed to the Supreme Court, which will hear arguments today. The states point out that the utility plants sit on state lakes and rivers and use their water for free. Rhode Island Assistant Attorney General Tricia Yeadley notes, for example, that the Brayton utility plant in her state takes a billion gallons of water a day, killing every living thing in the water.
Our finfish and winter flounder populations have collapsed, and we've lost a viable commercial and recreational fishing resource that have been used by Rhode Islanders for millennia.
Environmental lawyer Reed Super adds that utility plants are enormously profitable.
That company never said they couldn't afford it. They just said they didn't want to do it.
But the utilities counter that Congress never intended to impose new technology costs on the industry without weighing costs against benefits. Carter Phillips represents a number of utilities.
If you don't have at least some cost-benefit analysis that's incorporated into this approach, you know, the possibility of having to spend literally hundreds of millions of dollars to save a handful of fish strikes me as, you know, palpably absurd. And that's the problem. Is if you say no cost benefit analysis is appropriate, then you end up with this wildly out of sync regulatory scheme.
Phillips contends that weighing costs and benefits is something that federal and state agencies do every day, and he observes that a Democratic Obama administration may weigh costs and benefits quite differently than the Bush administration did.
Who's running EPA may make a big difference in terms of what the cost-benefit analysis is going to look like.
So, does it matter what the court says? You bet it does. For more than a quarter century, industry has tried to put a cost-benefit overlay on environmental regulations. But in the past, it has often come a cropper in the courts. Now, with the Supreme Court's new conservative composition, industry thinks it has a good shot at winning. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.